Hashtag NATO, the only way forward to establish hashtag peace in hashtag Asia. Yes, that's the only way to restore long-term peace in Asia. No one is envy of economic, financial, military growth of China. But no one seems happy with the unsolicited behavior of China, whether it's South China Sea incidents by China, economic overpowering by China on poor and small nations, incidents of disrupting peace with neighboring countries like India, Taiwan, Southeast Asia, and playing double standard policies in UN. Last but not the least is the latest bio threat from China, the coronavirus COVID-19 that has created pandemic and brought to the world standstill, devastated global human life and economy. Any level of penalty will be less if it is to be yet imposed on Communist Party of China by global community. There has to be no confusion that SARS-CoV-2 is an artificial man-made virus in lab, as it has already proved its unnatural properties. Having said that, this pandemic has also proved the mismanaged governments around the world by idiotic political people that how they run the governments where 1% of global population can't be taken care of, plus World Health Organization, the useless org, on which millions of dollars global community expends, but the output is zero. WHO along with governments have only enjoyed the lavish life on the cost of common citizens, and it's a proof in open daylight in coronavirus pandemic. Let's concentrate on our topic on Asia, and henceforth it will be better for the nations like India, Japan, Australia and few other say Asian nations to form an Asian NATO branch to cool down the mind of newly rich Chinese communist government. Author Yash Singh, Global Editor, Voice of the People International, Twitter, Yash Singh INC. Hashtag NATO, hashtag ASIA. Share.